While Wisconsin debates whether school districts should administer the Smarter Balance test, some voices here are raising concerns that schools are over-testing students. A couple people helping spearhead an anti-standardized test movement in Chicago recently came to Milwaukee to share their experiences with parents and teachers here. Ideas range from opting out of tests to boycotting them. Teachers and parents in Chicago have been at the front of the movement against standardized testing. A couple of those leaders brought their playbook to Milwaukee to share with interested teachers and parents here.
Thank you all for coming. I first just want to kind of get a feel of who's in the room. So how many of you are parents? Raise your hand. All right. Teachers, raise your hand. Woo, a lot of teachers. Any students?
That's Sarah Chambers, a teacher in Chicago's public schools. She says the school year is loaded with standardized tests, and each one can wipe out a week or weeks of instruction time.
You guys have all seen it, with the frustrations with the students and students crying, and as more and more tests build up every year, it becomes even worse. Really, the decision when I said enough is enough, we need to build some mass movement and build this boycott, I saw one of my students pluck out all his eyelashes during a test.
Chambers says as she talked with parents, she realized many had no idea how many standardized tests their kids took or that they could opt out.
So I did some research in Chicago, and we have a parent organization named More Than a Score. They have a informational flyer, which is actually in your packet, and then an opt-out letter template that parents can read. If they agree with it, they can sign and send back. So we held a meeting where I brought copies for every single teacher so we could all pass them out on one day. Because then by the time they're passed out, by the time the principal even finds out, too late. It's already in the kids' hands. Within a couple days, they're all flowing back in, hundreds. So literally within a week, we had 60% of our students opted out, which, you know, previous years we had zero.
Chambers says the movement snowballed at a few schools as more parents talked with each other, student councils discussed the testing issue, and more teachers came on board.
We also discussed that if we don't do anything, these tests are going to be out of control. They're going to ultimately use these test scores to close our schools, to privatize it. You guys have seen it here. So my teacher said, hell yes, let's vote to boycott. Let's vote to refuse to give the test. And that's when everything blew up. And they threatened to fire us, take away our teaching licenses. And still, as of yet, it's been a year now, had zero discipline.
We should be clear. They could discipline them. They could have fired every last one of them. Right?
Matthew Luskin is an organizer with the Chicago Teachers Union and has three kids in the public system there. He says small meetings around the city of teachers and parents created an influential constituency.
I mean, it really did create a situation where the Board of Education couldn't discipline them, not because they didn't have the right to, but because the backlash against it would have been so significant.
Luskin says parents also had reason to fear.
They do worry about not just their students' promotion, they also worry about their kid being ostracized, both by the administration or by teachers, but also by their peers.
So what did the Milwaukee people attending the workshop think about Chicagoans' fight against overtesting? Teachers Tiffany Zolinski, Reggie Jackson, and Christina Lopez agree standardized testing has gone too far.
Well, what's wrong with the system is that the students are missing out on their services, their rights to being served for whatever needs that they have. And so I just think it's completely unfair to them. I'm not concerned about myself. I'll get through what I need to get through, but when I see them struggling in their classroom, it's just heartbreaking.
Well, I looked at our testing calendar they gave us at the beginning of the year. We have 36 weeks in the school year. 20 to 24 of those weeks included testing.
My third grade bilingual students take 22 different standardized tests throughout the year. They're not worried about the things that an 8- or 9-year-old child normally worries about. They're worrying about whether or not they're going to pass to the next grade.
The few parents in attendance expressed most concern about repeated testing of kids as young as age 5. Marge Pitroff, 89.7 WUWM.